The Federal Reserve System virtually controls the nation's monetary system. Yet it is accountable to no one. It has no budget, it is subject to no audit, and no congressional committee knows of or can truly supervise its operations. Times, people traded goods and services directly. This form of exchange is known as barter. Eventually, the most widely accepted goods in a society became valued for their use in indirect exchange. Money is simply another name for the most generally accepted medium of exchange. Quetzal bird were used for exchange by the Mayan Indians up to the 15th century in Central America. Tea leaves, compressed into bricks, were traded in East Asia through the 1800s. Wampum shells were money to North American Indians, while early American colonists traded beaver pelts, which had a high value both at home and abroad. Metal coins first emerged in Greece and Asia Minor during the 7th century BC. Gold and silver were valued for their use and beauty in jewelry and the decorative art. They were durable, easily divisible, and limited in supply. These precious metals also had a high value-to-weight ratio, making them easily transportable. After Christopher Columbus set foot on American soil, a Spanish mint in Mexico City struck the first coins made in the New World. These silver coins eventually found their way into the British colonies. Great Britain's mercantilist policies deliberately tried to keep precious metals out of America, so the Spanish milled dollar became the unofficial currency. It was often divided into eight pieces for smaller transactions. hence the term pieces of eight, with one quarter of the coin being 2 bits. In 1792, Thomas Jefferson adopted the dollar as this country's official monetary unit. As early as the 16th century in Europe, goldsmiths stored gold coins for their customers for a fee and issued receipts for the gold to the depositor. Thus began the use of paper as money. These receipts soon became widely accepted as a means of exchange, since it was easier and safer to use the receipts for significant transactions. This was the origin of banknotes as money substitutes. These first bankers then took this process one step further. There was no longer a one-to-one ratio of paper to gold. Now there could be 3 or 4 pieces of paper in circulation for every unit of gold in the vault. These bankers were no longer simply storing or warehousing gold for a fee. They were artificially inflating the money supply and loaning out these phony receipts at interest. This system became known as fractional reserve banking and was later transported to the early American colonies. It formed the root of American commercial banking and ultimately the Federal Reserve System.
Fraudulent system. It's not allowed in any other business. So if you had a grain warehouse that had loaned out the grain it was supposed to have in storage, that's considered criminal. But the banks are the one industry that's allowed to get away with this and profit from it.
Thank you. So enjoy the ride. If you feel that you're lost, then I'll be your guide. It's just you and me, like clouds in the sky, moving through time.
Thank you. sinister, over time and always standing always. I try. Got the spiritual, over time and always standing always. I've cried. And got this really silly way of making the same mistakes. You got this beautiful way. Making sure that I'm okay. And I try to soothe. I cry to move. I fight so foolish, but now I'm overstanding this town. Overstanding this town. Overstanding. Overstanding is now I'm overstanding my power. Overstanding all around. Overstanding.
We'll be right back.